Welcome back to Kochwerke Demos. Today we've got a bit of a special one here. The reason I'm saying this is special because I always neglected these. I actually had the first governor and I didn't like it one bit. That's the Marshall governor. Now this is the two. I couldn't wait to try it, and I was extremely happy after I tried it the first time. It is one solid piece of thing. It is just metal. It just feels like you can throw it at somebody's head and it'll bounce right back, and you can use it again and throw it back again and again and again. You can probably drive your car over it and all sorts of good stuff. It really feels like one of the most solid pedals ever. It's got a really nice cavity for the battery, a little wee nice thick screw in here that you can probably open up with a 5p or anything you got to hand to easily change the 9-volt battery. The 9-volt battery compartment itself is really nice and snug. The wee plug jackets here feel really snug. It looks a little bit steampunky the way this kind of copper is made. Really nice pedal. The controls look very much like the Boss Metal Zone. It's got a bass, a deep bass, a treble, and a mid. So you can put the mids up, put the treble up, scoop the mids, do all the typical stuff that you can imagine used to be able to do with the Metal Zone too. However, in trying it the first time, I don't think this is at all really a metal pedal. It is a very versatile drive pedal, kind of like a drive distortion pedal. The gain is enough for it to be more than a decent distortion, but I don't think it's got enough gain for metal. That at least not kind of thrashy kind of stuff. So what I'm going to I'm going to put this in our chain. I'm going to replace my Wii distortion and I'm going to put it in and we'll see what this guy sounds like. Now mind, it's running off a battery. All dials to 12. On the booklet it's got some really nice settings that it suggests, and I've tried them all and they do work. It's got a fat blues, a crunch, grunge, hardcore, and a screaming solo. So I think what we'll do is we'll dial in the grunge. And basically it's telling you to dial in the bass and the deep bass all the way, scoop the mids all the way to the bottom, and 12 o'clock the treble, and drive the gain all the way to the top. And that's how we've got it set right now. And we are on the bridge pickup. Now, when I tried this the first time, this is exactly what happened. The bass is just too much. So if you take that back a wee bit, bring the treble back a wee bit. I'm not going to play too much with it now. I really, really like the sound. I think you need to play around with this a bit. Very warm sound, I think. I think the problem with this pedal is that you need to play around. It's got too many options. I had a much nicer sound the other day, and I did have it very much the same way as it is now. But I am not getting the same effects. Although that is just fine for me. I just fine sound if I've ever heard one. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to dial in one more tone. I'm going to dial in the screaming solo. Gain all the way. The bass all the way up again. This time the treble goes down and the mids go all the way up. So let's see. I love that tone. It is a very warm sound. It is actually reminds me of the tone I've been speaking about earlier, which is the tone that you can get out of the Zoom G1, and it's got a specific drive tone called the Zoom Lead, and this is very much that tone, and I like it a lot. I used it on the Zoom all the time. It had a governor setting as well, but it didn't sound anything like this. I think the original governor cut out too many frequencies and it just kind of broke the sound up too much. This seems like a full spectrum, really warm, really full. I think it could do with a lot more gain option, with like maybe like a boost or a turbo kind of gain structure behind it, for it to really, really fly. But otherwise, I think this is a beautiful sounding pedal and I'm glad we've got it in our arsenal. This is Kraftwerke. Thank you very much.